most cases, dental hygienists must work under the supervision of a dentist. Kathy Bernier from Chippewa Falls authored a bill that expands the number of locations where they can practice independently in hospitals, nursing homes, daycares, and detention centers.
Simply put, the bill allows hygienists to do what they already do, only in more locations.
Not getting preventive care can be costly. Wisconsin hospitals reported 33,000 patients with tooth problems coming to emergency rooms for treatment in 2015. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.